I'm joined by Khaled Hodja, member of the Syrian National Coalition in Turkey. Khaled, you've just been talking to a delegation that arrived back from the border crossing yesterday after this blast. What happened?
The delegation were in a visit to Aleppo. For 3 days, they visited Aleppo and the suburbs, and they finished their visit yesterday. They were about passing the border from Bab el Hawa, Turkish-Syrian border, but on their way, they gave a break for a prayer. Some of the members needed a break for prayer, so they gave 10 minutes. They continued toward the border. That time, the explosion happened on the Turkish border. So they were delaying 10 minutes, just 10 minutes before, after the explosion.
So 10 minutes before they were inside Syria?
Yes.
And did this delegation include George Sabra?
Yeah, George Sabra, Abdul Basit Saida, Farouk Tayfur, and other members.
Do you suspect then that this was a deliberate attack, the aim to kill them?
Yeah, it's possibly, big possibly.
But this is just a speculation at this stage.
Yeah, this is speculation because we are waiting the official statement from the Turkish side.
What do you think? Do you think this was an assassination attempt?
Well, it's a big possibility because, you know, the car bomb was on the Turkish border, and that time the delegation were about to pass the border to the Turkish side coming from Syria. So it was the exact time which the delegation were about passing the border.
When they should have been there, yeah?
Yeah.
And was this a high-profile visit? Did lots of people know about it, or was it a secret visit to Aleppo by the leaders?
Actually, it was not a secret visit because Mr. George Sabra announced his visit from the first day in Aleppo, and after the announcement, he continued his visit to the suburbs of Aleppo.
Does this explosion, if it is the work of the forces loyal to the Assad regime, does it underline how difficult it would be for the opposition to set up some kind of headquarters inside Syria?
Well, actually, it's still difficult, but the opposition, I mean the Free Syrian Army, he asked a lot to have a buffer zone, but you know, the International Committee did not respond to this request. But now the Free Syrian Army needs anti-aircraft weapons in order to create this buffer zone himself, and he can do it. What we need that now to have anti-aircraft and anti-tanks, that time the Free Syrian Army can create its the buffer zone and the free land himself.
But until that happens, is it not possible for the opposition to set up inside Syria?
Yeah, it's very difficult to set up the free land now because, you know, the area is widely open. The Syrian aircrafts, the helicopters can reach the airport, and they can drop the aid to the Assad soldiers. They can still communicate by the air forces.
And how did you come upon this information? Have they just been talking to George Sabra and Seda? Have they given a press conference? How do you know this information?
Well, I talked with them myself, and they will have a press conference after 2 hours from now in Istanbul.
And what were they doing in Aleppo?
Well, it's a usual visit. Usually we visit Aleppo. We visit the northern Syria usually, either from coalition or from the Syrian National Council. This is a usual visit.
Okay. Well, while you're on, what's your approach to Moez al-Khatib's initiative to have dialogue with members of the Syrian regime?
Well, the Syrian National Coalition is about to gather next week in order to put Moez Khatib's initiative on the table, and the coalition will decide, or will give it the coalition a frame and a deadline in order to have this coalition or this initiative made by coalition itself, not by Mr. Moez Khatib.
What do you think of it as an individual member of the coalition?
Well, I think, you know, the response of the regime is very clear. It's, Bashar Assad is still killing the people, is still shelling the cities by the aeroplanes with bombs, with some chemicals, materials we don't know about it. Bashar Assad said he refused all the conditions asked by Moez al-Khatib. So I don't think that that Bashar Assad, who didn't respond to the previous initiatives, will respond to this initiative. But we will go on pushing the regime toward leaving the power.
Are you against the offer of dialogue?
Actually, individually, I'm against the offer of dialogue because, but we have to make clear that Moez Khatib did not ask a dialogue with the regime just in order to make Bashar Assad leave the power. In this case, we are agreeing on it. But as a coalition, we put a condition for all of the coalition members not to ask the regime for a dialogue. But Mr. Moez Khatib, he made this initiative himself, and he said it's an individual initiative. So we'll gather next week in order to decide whether we support this initiative or don't support it.
Ali Haider, the Minister for Reconciliation, told The Guardian that he would be willing to meet Moez al-Khatib in a foreign city. What do you think of that offer?
Well, we have to wait. If the Syrian regime responded to Moez Khatib and performed what Moez Khatib asked for, that will be okay. That will be a good opportunity to have a solution for Syrian people. But if not, the Syrian regime is playing a game. We have to wait and see what will Mr. Haider offer.
Okay, thanks very much for your time.
You are welcome.